So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and I am thrilled to have you here today on my show. I'm an exceptionally talented divorce attorney with me today. She's in the top 1% globally, and she's, well, I don't know, globally or nationally, but she is coming here today with some just really fascinating information about how you can get this done with more ease, or maybe you have a friend that needs to get this done with more ease. So welcome, Rebecca Zung. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, I never, ever, ever do this. I always start with like really difficult questions, but I wanted to ask you what's one of the worst blow-ups or worst situations you've seen?
And you, can
keep, you can keep the names out to protect
There's so
you.
Many, but one of the worst that I saw was this, interesting situation where the husband's mother was mad at him for going against the family and not, you know, wanting to do everything that she wanted. So the soon-to-be ex-wife aligned with the mother, and they came up with fake domestic violence charges, all sorts of things. The husband ended up going to jail twice. And I mean, it was several years, but and obviously I'm fast forwarding, but in the end, the judge saw all the lies, and he was able to get full custody of his children in the end.
Wow.
Which was not an easy feat, but we ended up making it happen for him. He actually even got decision-making authority for education and health and medical. The wife really got slammed in the end, but during it was awful.
My goodness. Well, some of you who know me know that I went through a divorce, and the interesting thing was that the horrible stuff happened after the divorce. Like, the horrible stuff didn't happen in the divorce. It happened after. So let me ask you a question, Rebecca. Tell me, like, what you advise for someone who, you know, they pretty much know they're going to get there and they're facing hiring, you know, expensive teams of attorneys. What kinds of things can someone do to get themselves more aware of their options and choices?
Well, the first thing they can do is go to breakingfreethebook.com and get a free copy of my divorce book. It's a best-selling divorce book on Amazon. It's called Breaking Free, a Step-by-Step Divorce Guide to Achieving Emotional, Physical, and Spiritual Freedom. I'm offering it for free. You just pay shipping if you go to breakingfreethebook.com. That's the first place to start. And then I also offer online divorce training modules, resources, things like that, so that, you know, yes, you may still want to go to an attorney, you may still need an attorney, but you may not need them as much. And by the way, you don't want to pay a divorce attorney to train you, to give you knowledge, to educate you. That all costs money, and you can do it yourself. The biggest problem with divorce is that period between when you're filing and when you get to the end because of the unknown. Your whole life is in upheaval. You don't know what's going to be happening with your children, your money, your home, your business. And by getting yourself educated and getting access to the correct information and reliable information, you will feel a whole lot better.
So I have someone, I'm actually just about to publish her book on when, I don't know how to explain this. I don't know if you're the right person to ask even, but it's like when someone's abusive, but they don't hit you. Like, what are your options if you're observing this person, you know, you're divorcing them and they're really abusive emotionally, but they haven't like hit you. Is there something you can recommend for someone who's going through something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a type of abuse. I mean, it may be called psychological abuse. It may be verbal abuse. But it's definitely no less painful, for certainly. I mean, obviously, it doesn't leave you with black eyes, but it's definitely painful. So for sure, you're going to want to limit that person's control over you and limit your interaction with that person. Sometimes people can live in the same home while the case is pending. I definitely don't recommend that in a case like that, though. You know, using various types. If you have children together, using apps to communicate with each other that can be monitored, like Our Family Wizard or Co-Parenter or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that, because the thing is that most of those people who are verbally or emotionally abusive don't tend to do that if they know that people are watching. And a lot of times they're doing it just because they want to get a rise out of you. They want to ruffle your feathers in some way. So if you don't give them that that response, then it frustrates them, and it you know, they tend to back down a little bit, especially if they think somebody else is watching the communications. Does that answer your question?
It's interesting to me how brilliant you are in this topic. I guess it's all the experience. What made you want to go into this field, Rebecca?
Well, I think it was actually serendipitous. I didn't ever plan to be a divorce attorney. I don't know that anybody, you know, dreams it in their room at night as a little girl and think, oh, I think I want to be a divorce attorney someday. but it just kind of ended up that way. I got married at 19 the first time for myself, and I had three children by the time I was 23.
Wow.
I finished college at 25 or 26 when my kids were 5, 4, and 2. And then I was divorced by the time I was 29, and I was a teacher at that point and making like $31,000 a year or something. And I thought, I got to do something to put, you know, to take care of these children.
Right.
So I went back to law school when my kids were 8, 9, and 10. And at the University of Miami had a night program at the time. And I met my husband there, my current husband. And he was a year ahead of me in school. So he had graduated when I was still in my third year of law school. And we went to a prosecutor's dinner. He was a prosecutor. And there I met one of the judge's wives. And she was one of the top divorce attorneys in the country. She also happened to be half Chinese. She had been divorced once. She had two boys and a girl from her first marriage.
Oh my gosh. It was like complete synchronicity.
Yeah. And she said, you need to come work for me. And that, and really the rest is history. That's what happened. I never set out to be a divorce attorney, but that's, I do believe that it's what I'm meant to do. I think I'm meant to help people through this traumatic time in their lives. It's a horrible, horrible time, but it can be the most transformational event ever in your life.
Wow. Yeah. You know, tell me a little bit, when you built your online course and you started putting together like videos, how did you kind of choose like the material? How did you kind of get focused on what you would share with people online?
Oh, that's a really great question. I'm glad you asked that. It was more when I thought about myself going through a divorce, and when I went through my divorce, I wasn't a lawyer yet. I had no money whatsoever, and trying to, and the internet wasn't even all that big at that point, if we're being honest. It was like,
right, we can't find stuff that we can find now.
It was like the 90s, you know, and so I kind of had to muddle through it on my own. And then having been a divorce attorney for so long now, and having helped several thousand people probably at this stage, I just sat there and thought about what it was that I really needed to know and what I think people really need to know. Like, you know, if you're creating a parenting plan, what are the 16 things that you must include in every parenting plan? And what are the 14 things you might want to think about including? People don't know that intuitively. I mean, how many times have I heard people say, oh, we're just getting along, and he's going to live across the street, and their kids are just going to go back and forth, and it's all going to be nice and cozy, and everybody's going to be best friends forever. Well, that's just great until you get a new boyfriend.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Then you can't live that close because it's so.
And then it all goes to hell.
Then you move a different city, and then your kids are in schools, and you have to look at which schools they're going to go to.
Exactly, and then you don't have a good parenting plan, and you think, "Well, what the heck?" You know. So, yeah. So I just thought about all of those things, and honestly, thinking about all the things that I've had to litigate because people didn't define them clearly enough in their agreements, that sort of thing. So
I have one more question. We have a few more minutes left. You know, I've found, and I don't know about you, but I found that sometimes one of the parties, the other party's kind of meaner or more interested in all the assets. And how does the person who's like, doesn't like to have conflict, how do they stand up for like what's fair as far as assets?
Well, I have a whole module in my program. I know you didn't know that, but you didn't happen to set me up for a really good answer there.
Okay.
I was
actually serious because I really feel like sometimes like the one who's, or the one who's more peaceful, the one that's more like giving, there's always like a giver, and then the other person really wants
or
to
somebody
take all
feels-
assets, and then just to get done, sometimes people don't protect, don't they aren't watching their own back. That's what
no doubt about it. And yeah. So it, I do talk in the module on negotiation on about just that. I have 8 rules for negotiating the best divorce agreement, and one of my rules is don't give away your leverage too early. You know, I'll have people, especially women, a lot of times they'll come in and say, I don't want his 401k, I don't want to take all his money, I don't want to look like I'm greedy or whatever. And I think, okay, but you're entitled to half of his 401k, so let's not tell him that you're not going to take half of it until we see what the full package looks like.
Right.
You can't be negotiating little pieces of it at a time.
Right.
Because then when you go to turn around and say, well, I want alimony for a couple of years because I need it to get myself back on my feet. And he says, oh, no. You said that you weren't going to take alimony. You said you weren't going to take any of my 401k. And now it's even harder to negotiate. So don't give away your leverage too early.
Wow. You're just a wealth of information. I am so thankful you took the time to be on my show today. Everyone, you can go to RebeccaZung.com. And Rebecca, what else do you have there for people that they can just go grab right now?
Just to go to Breaking Free the book and get a free copy of my book right now. You just pay a small shipping charge and relief is delivered right to your door. And I always tell people you're just one step away from your new life.
Aww. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.